Fresh off the road from the Farm Progress Show is Mike Zuzlow from Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas, and joins us this morning here on the Mid-Morning Market Report. Hope your drive back home was safe yesterday.
It was a beautiful drive back home yesterday evening and last night, Todd, and it was great to be with you, and it was great to see, you know, even though Thursday is typically a slower day, we had quite a few people stop in between the radio shows and in between our taping of Commodity Week, and it was really nice to be able to have some time to spend with them. I always enjoy that Thursday time period, mainly because it does seem a bit slower and gives you a chance to catch up with some people you don't see too often.
It was a really nice day. Actually, the whole run of the show was really good. I thought attendance was quite good. They don't give out numbers. There was a lot of thought process on Tuesday because Tuesday afternoon was really quite slow. But Tuesday morning was really pretty loaded. I think everybody just showed up early in the morning and thought, man, it's going to be hot. And then they were right. I want to see what I'm going to see. And then they got back out. And I'm pretty sure that's the way things happen. The Farm Progress Show is a really great event. It happens every year, and it rotates from Illinois to Iowa next year to be a little closer to you. Hopefully, we'll be able to find a place to set up there, and we'll do it all again.
Yeah, I look forward to coming to Iowa next year. We finally got our feet on the ground here in Atchison as a family, and it'll be nice to be able to make some more road trips up north towards that Farm Progress in Iowa.
All right, feet on the ground. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening here and there across the whole of the Midwest. Really shortly, the corn crop is beginning to turn fairly quickly. Beans, in fact, are turning as well. We are in the month of September. Harvest will start. We're just a week away now from the USDA's crop production report on Friday of next week at 11 a.m. The WASDE numbers come out. What are your biggest concerns for producers?
I think my biggest concern for producers, and I heard it, and I think you heard it as well this week at the Farm Progress Show, is that producers in the area of the Farm Progress Show and eastward are ready to shell corn with expectations of average to below average yields, and yet the market really is not taking notice of this, and we continue to trade the dollar, we continue to trade the wheat market, and we continue to a lesser degree to trade some of these private estimates that have already been released, Todd, that are trending higher in terms of yield. And so I think my biggest concern is that the trade will get caught up in increasing yields, and at the end of the day, they will not be increasing for the corn, and they won't be as increasing if they're increasing at all in the beans as well. And if you put that to the side, I guess my greatest concern would be, how does the Federal Reserve handle the mid-September meeting when they meet on the 16th and 17th and decide whether we're going to go into this historic liftoff of raising interest rates? And the market quite simply is getting more and more and more nervous as we approach that meeting. And I think quite simply that's bleeding over into the commodity complex as a whole. And today's jobs numbers would suggest that the Fed can be patient. They are less compelled to raise rates between the jobs numbers missing, the U.S. non-farm payrolls numbers missing the guesses, the average trade guesses. And also, the lower we go in the global equities markets, I think the Federal Reserve will take note of that. And if these things occur as advertised, as I'm talking about, we shouldn't have the threat of a strengthening dollar. So as the market gets more and more and more bearish in the grains, I actually see maybe a more of a contrarian bias building, in my opinion. And I talked to Chicago and got my calls last night while I was driving home. And the first thing out of the colleague in Chicago's mouth was, I can't believe how bearish everybody is. And it just struck me as I drove all the rest of the way home that maybe the market is starting to miss some key features, one of them being the corn yield not being there.
Right. So it interestingly enough, it seems Chicago may be bearish, but our analysts in general have seemed to feel as if a market low is sometime due fairly soon. That often happens during the harvest season. Farmers would like it to happen before rather than during the midst of harvest. What are the possibilities?
All the analysts, you bring up a huge point. All the analysts that I talked to yesterday were there between the taping of Commodity Week and doing the regular shows were below a national yield of 165.
Right.
And some would even probably go off the record and say it could be less than 160. But You're exactly right. The trade and also the USDA is where we don't have the confidence that that's going to show up anytime soon. And we have found since 2013, since the drought year of 2012, the USDA controls the high frequency trading because of the data that it projects out right away and the way they feed that data into those computer models. And so you have to wait for government to make that move. Doesn't mean you sell it though, and that's where the private analysts, I think, are ahead of the curve here. And probably the cash market will start to become ahead of the curve if these low yields continue on. I was amazed at how fast the Delta states had gotten through their corn harvest, with Louisiana almost wrapping up and about double the pace of where they were last year at this time.
And to be clear, you said the USDA and the government controls the high frequency trade. It's the news that's coming out of the government that the high frequency trade uses really quickly to move the marketplace.
That's right. I apologize. I should have been more clear on that. I think that the private analyst is nervous right now that the USDA will delay their seeing a lighter test weight, a lower yield, lower production, whatever you want to look at. They're going to delay that and therefore delay the ability of the commodity investor to come back into the market because of the computerized trading. And I think this is where the Federal Reserve liftoff plays a huge role in this as well, because what investor who's putting money into his portfolio right now would want to buy commodities ahead of a historic trade agenda or a trade feature, fundamental feature like this Federal Reserve liftoff?
Anything we need to worry about or think about for the rest of the day until we get to you this afternoon?
Soybeans, we've got a wetter picture next week, and the trade, I think, is looking at that being a fundamentally bearish feature that's going to help the crop finish out and fill out the soybean pods. So I think we're probably going to see a shift over from leadership to the downside from the wheat over to the beans the rest of the day. We're right underneath the 200 month moving average in lead month beans, Todd. We haven't been below that since I think June of 2010 or 2006. So the pretty technical day in the beans here.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you during the closing market report.
Thank you, sir.